Lawsuit filed over sale of medical chest binders to minors. Austin, Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a lawsuit against a venture capital-backed online retailer based out of New York City, Lola Olivia, Inc. Lola Olivia, for selling chest binders to Texas girls as young as 9 years old to transition them. Lola Olivia sells the chest binders to young girls without informing them that they could be subjected to no less than 28 different medical conditions, including permanently harming their breasts, causing back and chest pain, shortness of breath, and even rib fracture. Chest binders have also been shown to compromise lung function and cause difficulty breastfeeding later in life. Lola Olivia's malicious actions expose Texas kids to irreparable bodily harm, yet that has not stopped the company from turning a profit by harming girls and causing long-lasting damage. Transitioning a minor is child abuse, and any corporation doing it will face swift and unrelenting justice, said Attorney General Ken Paxton. It's unconscionable that there are people in this world who are trying to make a fortune by hurting kids, but that's exactly what's going on here. I will be bringing the full force of the law against Lola Olivia for misleading Texans about the extreme harm that its products cause our kids. Chest binders are classified as Class 1 medical devices regulated by federal law and pose a significant threat to girls' health, yet Lola Olivia illegally markets its chest binders as safe and effective for young children. Lola Olivia has violated Texas's consumer protection laws banning false, misleading, or deceptive advertising by, among other illegal actions, refusing to disclose safety risks to children. Attorney General Paxton is seeking a temporary restraining order, injunctive relief, and over $1 million in monetary relief, including civil penalties. To read the lawsuit, click here. This week, Attorney General Paxton also filed a landmark lawsuit against Children's Health System of Texas, Children's Health, the country's seventh-largest pediatrics hospital, and Jason Jaron, a Dallas-area pediatric doctor, for hurting kids by performing illegal transition procedures and engaging in Medicaid fraud in violation of Texas law.